约翰福音第四章 John chapter 4二十一节 Verse 21 耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You worship that which you do not know, we worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要寻找这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
二十四节，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
我们昨天晚上已经说过，约翰福音是四本福音书最后的一卷。
Last evening we mentioned that the Gospel of John is the last Gospel among the four.
约翰的书信是所有书信中最后的。
And the epistles of John are also the last epistles, among all the epistles.
约翰的启示录也是最后的预言。
And the Revelation of John is also the last Revelation.
因为我们的主托付给约翰有个执事，就是补网的执事。
Because our Lord entrusted to John this ministry of mending the net.
到了约翰那个时候你看见福音的网已经破了。
At that time of John, you saw that the net of the gospel was broken.
所以他给我们约翰福音。
So he gave us the gospel of John.
到了那个时候教会已经老化了。
At that time, the church had aged.
脸上有了皱纹也有许多的玷污。
It had wrinkles and it was blemished.
对于这样老化的教会。
For an aged church,
圣灵有话要说。
The Holy Spirit had a word to say.
结果就借着约翰，我们的主就直接对亚细亚的众教会说话。
And through John, the Lord spoke directly to the churches in Asia.
那么在主所给约翰讲的这么多话里面
，So among all the words that the Lord spoke to John.
那么我们刚才所读这一段是非常重要的。
The part that we just read is extremely important.
因为这一段讲到敬拜。
Because this portion speaks of worship.
那么这个也就是为什么约翰要补网。
And that is why John needs to mend the nets.
因为到那个时候在捕鱼敬拜这件事情上。
On this matter of worship.
不光那个网破了。
Not only is the net torn.
不光大家对于敬拜的福音的真理模糊了。
Not only is the gospel, the matter of worship is kind of hazy.
那个时候人知道主耶稣是救主。
At that time, man knew that the Lord was the Savior.
也是神的君王。
And he is the King.
也是神的仆人。
And he has got servant,
God, the servant of God. 荣耀的人子。
And he is also a glorious son of man.
这些他们都知道。
They all knew that.
但是好像有一点他们漏掉。
But it's as if they missed something.
那么是约翰告诉我们说原来我们的主就是神的儿子
And it is John who tells us that our Lord is the Son of God
他的生命是超越的生命
That his life is a transcendent life
他从天降下仍旧在天
He came from heaven to earth yet he was still in heaven
那么你怎么形容这位神的儿子呢
So how do you describe the Son of God?
因为从来没有人见过神
Nobody had met God before.
在父怀的独生子就把他表明出来。
The only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father was able to manifest him.
大家没有看见我的父亲。
Nobody has ever met my Father.
但是你看见我怎么走路，你就知道我的父亲怎么走路。
But you see how I walk, you know how my Father walks.
我走路是内八字的，所以你知道我的父亲也是内八字。
So when I walk, my feet are turned inward, so you know my dad also.
所以我就把我的父亲就表明出来了。
So I declare or manifest my Father to you.
所以主耶稣是神的儿子。
So the Lord is the Son of God.
就是说他是父怀的独生子。
And he is the only begotten in his bosom.
他有个使命。
He has a mission.
他有一个责任，就是把天上的父把他启示出来。
He has a responsibility to manifest the Father.
所以在约翰福音里面。
So in the Gospel of John.
从第一章到第七章给我们看见神就是光。
From chapter 1 to chapter 7, we see he is light.
第八章到第十二章，对不起，是神就是神就是灵，对不起，神是个灵。
I'm sorry, it shows that God is spirit.
然后从第八章到第十二章给我们看神就是光。
From chapter chapter 8 to 12, we see that God is light.
从第十三章到二十一章，给我们看见神就是爱。
From chapter 13 to 21, we see God is love.
这实在是一个伟大的发现。
This is a great discovery.
这也是伟大的启示。
And it is a great revelation.
你去看人类所有的 document, 所有的文献。
If you were to look of all the documents in history,
你看见有哪一个人得到这么大的启示？
Who would have received such great revelation?
你只有在父怀的独生子能认识这一位神是怎样的一位神。
Only the begotten one in the bosom can know who this God is.
结果神就把他的秘密告诉了他的儿子。
So God gave the secret to his son.
因为他的儿子在父的怀里。
Because his son is in the bosom of the Lord.
因为约翰在主的怀里。
And because John was in the bosom of our Lord.
所以你看见父怎样把秘密告诉儿子，儿子也把秘密告诉约翰，告诉我们。
So how the Father gave the secret to his son, the son also gave that secret to John and to us.
所以宇宙那个神秘的面纱就解开了 veil.
So the veil of secrecy has now been opened.
弟兄姊妹，这个是最伟大的启示。
This is the greatest revelation.
如果你认识我们的神是怎样的神，
If you know what kind of God our God is,
你就知道我们的敬拜是怎样的敬拜。
Then you know what our worship should be.
敬拜乃是我们对神所认识的神的一个回应。
Worship is to the God that we know a response to Him.
如果有的人他所认识神不过是石头是木头做的。
If somebody knows a God as but one made out of wood or stone.
你看那个敬拜乃是偶像的敬拜。
That worship is idol worship.
他在那里做敬拜的动作。
He has the motion of worship.
他越敬拜他的眉头做的越紧。
But the more worship he does, the more his brow furrows.
他越敬拜他脸上给你觉得他越痛苦。
The more he worships, his face has a lot of pain.
所以你看见吗？这是因为他所认识的神就是这样的一位神。
Because the God that he knows is but such.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你发现神是个灵，
If you discover that God is spirit,
我们当然就应当在灵里行。
Of course we need to worship in spirit.
所以我们敬拜的时候当然用我们的心灵和诚实来拜他。
So we worship him in spirit and truth.
这就是基本的。
It's very basic.
但是不止如此。
But not only that,
神也是光。
But God is light.
虽然他离开我们非常的遥远。
Even though he is very far away from us.
但是因为他是光。
But because he is light.
当光照在十字架上的。
When the light shines on the cross.
所反射出来的七个不同颜色的光芒。
What is reflected is seven different colors.
这里就是给我们看见什么？
What does it show us?
这里就给我们看见，虽然神是很远的，但神是那么近。
Even though he is far, yet he is near.
我们能够认识他。
And we can know him.
我们能够行走在光中。
And we can walk in the light.
我们不在黑暗里走。
No longer walk in dark.
而且我们要得着生命的光。
And then we can gain the light of life.
你看见这个就是敬拜。一个人当他敬拜的时候，这就是他的生活。
This is how someone who is a true worshiper lives.
不光如此
，Not only that，
神也就是爱。
God is also love。
因着他是爱的缘故
，Because he is love，
那个爱是到底的爱。
This love is a love that loves to the end，
是爱到永远的。
It loves for eternity。
这个爱永远不离开的。
It is an everlasting love that never leaves。
因着这个缘故
，For this reason，
他必须我们钉十字架。
He had to nail to the cross.
必须从死里复活。
He had to resurrect from the dead.
必须升天。
He had to ascend to heaven.
然后保惠师就来了。
And then the Comforter came.
要住在我们的里面。
To abide in us.
不要忘记，他永远和我们同在。
Don't forget that forever he is present with us.
而且他和我们近到不能够再近。
And he is so close to us, you can't get closer.
主耶稣在门徒的脚前已经是够近了。
When Jesus was before the feet of the disciples, it was very close.
但是那个爱还不够到底。
But that love was not at the end.
爱的到底。
Love is the love to the end.
结果你看他就住在我们的里面。
Then he abides in us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
今天我们不像犹太人一样。
So that no longer we're like Jews.
我们一定要到耶路撒冷，一定要到哭墙，然后祷告神的答应，才能听我们的祷告。
That we have to go to Jerusalem to the wailing wall to be able to have our prayers answered.
他们敬拜神不错。
They did worship God too.
神离开他们很远。
But God was still very distant.
他们一定要坐飞机到了耶路撒冷才靠近神。
They have to take an airplane to Jerusalem to draw nigh to God.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看我们的主在十字架上为我们所成功的救恩。
On the cross, what the great this work of salvation
让我们进到不能够再进
enables us to be closer, we can't be any closer
不是耶路撒冷那座山
it's not the mountain on Jerusalem
也不是撒玛利亚那座山
it's not the mountain of Samaria
那个都太远了
all those are too far away
那个给我们看见的爱不是到底
it shows us that that love is a not, never ending
那给我们看见的爱是能够是山和水被间隔的爱
it is a love that can be separated by mountains and water
弟兄姊妹你要知道什么样的敬拜是新约的敬拜吗
You want to know what New Testament worship is?
你要看见它不只神是个灵
You have to see that God is not only God
神就是光
That he is also light
神也就是爱
And God is love
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在我们能像玛利亚一样在他的脚前
Now we can be like Mary before his feet
我们来到我们的深处
At the very depths of our heart
不需要走很远的路
No longer do we have to walk a distance
现在我们就能够来到他的脚前
We can come before his feet
弟兄姊妹你看见我们蒙了何等的恩典
we have recipients of so much
我们在他脚前的生活
we are living before his feet
那个就是敬拜的生活
and that is a life of worship
所以在我们整个敬拜的生活里面
so in our whole life of worship
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
do you see this
一面是生命的道路
on one hand it is the way of life
一面是光的道路
on the other hand it's the way of the light
同时也是爱的道路
and the other way of love
弟兄姊妹这是宗教吗
is this religion
你普通所想的宗教
with the religion that you think of
一定跟礼拜跟你敬拜发生关系
it has something to do with worship
你知道佛教徒怎么敬拜
you know how Buddhists worship
你知道回教徒怎么
you know how Muslims worship
你就知道说这个你就知道说这个犹太教怎么敬拜
and you know how Jews worship
你看他们的敬拜
their worship
你就知道说他们的敬拜里面到底有多少的丰富还是多少的贫穷
but you'll see how poor or how rich their worship is
感谢主
thank the Lord
所以为着我们要明白新约的敬拜
so that we can understand New Testament worship
现在神借着约翰做不忘的工作
God uses John to mend the net
所以弟兄姊妹 你读马太马可路加
when you read Matthew, Mark and Luke
你也读到一点点
yes you do read something
但是没有像约翰讲的那么清楚
but not as clear as the Gospel of John
神是个灵
God is spirit
神就是光
God is light
神就是爱
God is love
因为这都和新约的敬拜发生直接的关系
because this is directly related to New Testament
那么约翰福音特别是讲的福音的真理
the Gospel of John speaks of the truth of the Gospel
所以我们看见主耶稣
It shows us that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们谁是怎样的一位
And what kind of God our God is.
因为这样的认识
Because of this knowing,
就左右了支配了我们的敬拜
It actually equips us to worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
而且 control, govern 我们的敬拜能够支配我们的敬拜
It governs our worship.
那这个是非常非常重要的
It's very important.
那么我们还记得在约翰福音第四章我们主耶稣和有一个撒玛利亚妇人就讲到敬拜的问题
And we know in John chapter 4 Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman about this matter of worship
那我们都知道这一段的故事
We know the story very well
你记不记得主耶稣一定要经过撒玛利亚
Remember Jesus had to go through Samaria
因为他知道到了中午的时候，一个孤单的一个妇人要出来这里要水喝。
Because he knew that this woman at noon would come out to gather water because
我们的主一定要在井旁遇见她。
And our Lord had to meet her by the well.
因为那个时候，所有的犹太女子或者撒玛利亚女子都是黄昏的时候出来打水。
Because all the Samaritan women at that time would come to collect water at dusk.
但是这个撒玛利亚妇人不敢黄昏的时候出来打水。
But this Samaritan woman did it differently. She did not dare come out.
我们知道她一共有五个的丈夫。
We know that she had five husbands.
现在的丈夫还不是她。
And the current husband was not hers.
所以我们的主要遇见他
So our Lord had to meet her
我们的主要做他的救主
Our Lord wanted to be her savior
不过在我们的主拯救他以前
But before our Lord saved her
不过当我们的主爱是说他是个罪人以前
Before our Lord said that she was a sinner
那主首先给他看见
The Lord showed her first
他为什么中午出来打水呢
Why did she come to get water at noon?
因为证明说他里面有一样东西不能够满足
Because it proved that there was something in her that could not satisfy her.
因为不能够满足的缘故
And because she could not be satisfied,
她以为是一个丈夫可以把她填满
She thought that one husband can fill her.
里面还是没有满足
But she was still not filled.
五个丈夫也不能够满足
Five husbands could not fill her.
弟兄姊妹，为什么
Why is that?
因为神当初创造撒玛利亚妇人的时候
because when the God created originally the Samaritan woman
你看见神在她里面创造了一个真空
God created a vacuum in her
这个真空永远不能够填满
and that vacuum can never be filled
因为这个真空的形状就是神的形状
because the shape of this vacuum is the shape of God
而且因为这个真空是为着神来设计
and because this vacuum was designed for God
只有神能够满足它
only God can fill it
所以除了神之外
aside of God
把地球放在里面这个太空太空
even if you put the earth inside it would still
所以你把全世界放在里面都不能满足它
if you put the whole world inside it would still be empty
所以弟兄姊妹为什么我们的主要遇见撒玛利亚
Why did our Lord want to meet the Samaritan?
因为我们的主要提醒撒玛利亚妇人
Because our Lord wanted to remind her
今天你在井旁
You are beside the well
你从人生里面经过你到了井旁你有五个丈夫你有这样的人生
You have gone through life You have gone by the well You've had five husbands
现在你为什么一个丈夫不能满足两个丈夫不能满足
Why cannot one husband or two husbands satisfy
你中午还要出来打水
And you still want to come and cook
water
What does that prove?
证明里面那个真空从来没有填满过。
It proves that the vacuum inside her was never filled.
所以我们就说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
So the Lord said, whoever drinks of the water will still thirst.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
什么意思
？What does that mean？
这就是告诉我们说，不光撒玛利亚妇人里面觉得饥渴
，Not only the Samaritan woman feel thirsty inside，
全世界人。他们里面都觉得饥渴
But the whole world feels thirsty
因为有这个饥渴的缘故
Because there is this thirst
所以他们就发明了宗教
So then they invented religion
因为他们觉得只有宗教能够满足他们心灵的虚空
They feel that only the religion can fill the void in them
他们要做一点什么
They want to do something
要行善
They have to do good works
然后呢也许他能够叫他里面能够满足那个真空能够满足
And maybe inside they can start filling the void.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
请我们记得
Let us remember
每一个人都是虚空的人
Everyone is an empty person
因为神当初创造人的目的
Because when God first created man
把人放在这个伊甸园的时候
Putting them in the Garden of Eden
神就巴不得人能吃生命上树的果子
God wanted them to eat of the fruit of the tree of life
生命树的果子就代表神的生命
The fruit of the tree of life represented God's life
神在人里面创造一个真空
God created in man a vacuum.
他就为让他的生命就受在这个真空来填满他。
He was willing for his life to fill this vacuum to fill it.
结果他的人生就被fulfilled，他的人生就满足了。
So then he would be fulfilled.
这个时候他就不再饥渴了。
No longer would he be thirsty.
但是什么时候？当神创造了个人
But when God created man
虽然他这个人是个完全的人
Even though this man is a complete man
你看见吗就着神的创造来讲现在你看见有眼睛耳朵有嘴巴这个都是完全的
As to creation the man has eyes, ears, nose it's very complete
你看今天到21世纪
We come to the 21st century
你看人类的的确确在科技上在好多地方有很大很大的发展很大的进步
There is much improvement and much progress in science etc. today
因为人是神的杰作
Because man was created by God
问题在哪里呢问题在哪里呢
What's the problem
每一个人里面不是饥空没有一个里面不是饥渴的
It is, There is no one who is not empty
如果人没有相信耶稣基督做救主
If man does not believe Jesus as a
savior 你看哪一个人里面不是觉得没有满足的
Then who will not feel empty inside
为什么
Why
因为人就是为了神来创造
Because man was created for God
所以当人没有找到神以前
So what before man finds God
你看许多人在那找啊找一直在寻求
You see that many people are there searching and seeking
你记不记得有一个很有名的作家叫做 海明威
Do you remember an author a very famous author called Hemingway
你知道他写了这个老人与海
He wrote The Old Man and the Sea
你知道说这个是很有名的一个著作
It's a very famous piece
他一生都是打猎的人
He was always a hunter.
他总是找一个对象来追，找来追追逐的。
He was always looking for somebody to.
他最后终于成功了。
And at the end, he was successful.
他要名，他终于有了名了。
He was finally famous.
你知道说他可以住在别的地方，但是他可以坐飞机，就可以派人坐飞机到这个巴黎去准备一些早餐回来。
And now he can go ahead and send somebody to Paris to be able to prepare his breakfast for
him. 我们知道说，我们晓得说，凡他心里所愿意的，几乎没有得到的。
We know that whatever he wanted, he would gain.
所以我们知道这个汉民威他一生都是在那里追逐都在那里追求有人因为他知道一个都是没有得到
And Hemingway yet his whole life he was searching and searching because there was something he did not get
如果没有得到他里面就是饥渴
And if he did not obtain that he would be thirsty
所以 Bernard Shaw 肖伯纳说了两有一句很有名的话
So Bernard Shaw said something very interesting
他说人生有两个悲剧
He said there are two tragedies in man's life
这个悲剧就是你一直希望得到东西你没有得到
One tragedy is you always want to gain something, but you never get it.
还有一个悲剧就是你一做梦所要得的，你终于被你得到了。
And the other tragedy is the good dreams finally come true, you get something you want.
为什么
Why?
这个时候是人生里面最虚空的时候，最饥渴的时候。
Because it is that time where it's the most vain and the most thirst in mankind.
因为当初人造神的时候。
Because when
当初是当初是神造人的时候
When God created man
当初神造人的时候在人的里面乃是创造一个真空的
Because when God created man He created a vacuum in man
没有东西能填满它
There's nothing that can fill it
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
赵本啊一天追求一天到晚他没有满足再追求再追求
He kept searching and searching and searching
他最后终于找到一个对象了
Finally he found an object
那个对象就是他的自己
And that object was himself.
所以当他把他列将打开的时候
，So when he opened up his
这个机关的时候
，When he pulled the trigger，
结果他就结束了他一生。
Then he ended his whole life.
他一生在那里追求。
He was searching for his whole life.
没一样东西满足他。
Nothing could satisfy.
你看这就是悲剧。
That is a tragedy.
弟兄姊妹。
But then sisters.
所以主说凡喝这水的还要再渴。
The word said, whoever drinks of the water should still thirst.
弟兄姊妹。因为这个原因。
For this reason.
你看见很稀奇。
It's very impressive.
你看见说人和动物不一样在哪里。
The difference between man and animal.
不管人受多少的教育。
No matter how much education a man has,
或者他一点教育也没有受过
or he is uneducated.
他可能是一点教育也没有受，他可能在非洲，可能在不同的地方
or he could be in Africa or elsewhere where he has no education.
你看他们的教育水准，各方面文化水平可以差得很远很远
and maybe the educational level, cultural level is very very low.
但有一件事我们知道
Well, there's one thing we know.
不管一个学问很高的，或者学问很低
whether someone who is very educated or someone who is
not educated. 每一个人里面都有敬拜神的本能。
Everyone inside of them has the capability of worship.
人里面有一个愿望，希望能够敬拜。
There is a desire within man to worship.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的本能 instinct.
This is an instinct.
这是神创造我们的时候已经把这个本能放在我们的里面。
When God created man, he already put that instinct in man.
这就是为什么人里面觉得饥渴。
That is why man...feels thirsty.
你看见那些猴子可以模仿人吃西穿西装吃西餐，什么样都可以模仿。
You can see that monkeys can imitate man. They can wear suits. They can eat.
但是你看这个动物有没有说它忽然造了个庙，然后在那里拜拜的？没有的。
But do you ever see an animal creating a temple to worship?
没有的。你看动物从来没有这件事。
Animals never have done that.
所以这就证明人是谁所创造的。
It proves that man is creation.
为啥？很清楚的。
It's very clear.
因为每个人里面都有敬拜神的本能。
Because everyone has inside of them an instinct to worship.
所以兄弟们，因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
诗篇四十二篇怎么说
？What does Psalm 42 say？
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
It says that Psalm 42 says， As the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants after thee.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里有一个饥渴。
Here there is a thirst.
这个饥渴就是他巴不得那个水能够进到他的里面。
The thirst is for the water to be able to enter it.
你看见如果水没有进到他里面
，If the water does not enter him，
他里面没有满足
，Then he does no satisfaction。
所以弟兄姊妹，人也好，羊也好，鹿也好
，Whether it be man, whether it be a sheep, or whether it be a donkey，
你看见80%。八十以上、七十以上都是水的。
You know that of 70 or 80% is of the composition of the body is water.
所以当你的水慢慢缺少的时候
，So when you start lacking water，
你看你人就觉得非常的饥渴。
You see that man feels thirsty。
所以这就告诉我们说，人本来每一个都应该是水罐子的。
Everybody should be a bottle of water.
所以难怪现在美国，你看每个人都是到哪里都拿个罐子。
So if you look at it, everybody carries bottles of water.
这本来就是人生创造人就是个水罐子。
Because man was created as a bottle of water.
所以如果人不装水的话，有一天还会干渴的。
So if you do not fill the bottle of water, it will thirst.
人就是为水所创造的。
That is why man was created for life.
如果人不让神装在里面，你看见人里面就没有满足。
If man is not, does not allow God to fill him, then he does not feel satisfied.
当那个鹿在那里开，你知道这个诗篇42篇那个鹿根本是在黑门山下的鹿。
So you know that deer in Psalm 42 is at the foot of Mount Hermon.
你如果去读那段圣经，很清楚的。
It is very clear when you read that piece of scripture.
那老师那里讲到神啊，我们的磐石。
It speaks there of the rock.
所以讲到磐石，就证明说在黑门山下有个大磐石的。
So you know that at the foot of Mount Hermon there's a huge rock.
那个黑门山下有很多的。
You know that on Mount Hermon there's a lot of snow.
结果雪就融化了。
And when the snow melts,
当融化的水就慢慢流出来了。
When it melts, the water flows out.
你只要看见那个水的时候，你看那个鹿一定非常的兴奋。
So when the deer sees that water, he gets very excited.
你看见吗？他如果这个水进到他里面，他的干渴就得到解决了。
Because if the water enters it, it will satisfy its thirst.
所以这个就是那个鹿的祷告。
So that is the prayer of a deer.
但是问题在这里。这个水在黑门山上
，But here's the problem. The water is out on Mount.
你看见吗？什么时候水进到鹿的里面，它才满足了
？Whenever the water enters the deer, then it is.
所以他渴慕神，所以神啊，我心渴慕你，好像鹿渴慕溪水一样。
So as the deer pants for the water, so does my soul pant after thee.
所以让我们记得，每一个人里面都是干渴。
We know that each and every one of us inside of us,
每一个人都像撒玛利亚妇人。
We are just like the Samaritan woman.
你看见吗？我们是看见那个水。
Yes, we see that water.
但是问题就是说，那个不过是山上的水。
But we see that water is on the mountain.
那个水怎么能够进到我们里面
？How does that water enter into us?
人对神都有观念的。
Man has a notion of God.
人知道说宇宙中有神。
They say that there is a God.
人知道神是慈爱的神。
They know that there's a God of
love.
That he is a righteous God.
He is a 爱的神。
And he is a God of love.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因着我们罪的缘故
，because of our sin，
你看神离开我们很远。
God is so far away.
你看鹿的水在黑门山上。
That water is on Mount Hermon.
你巴不得有一天我们就得着神的生命。
You desire and want that life of God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，But
当那个生命没有进到我们里面的时候
，Before that life enters us，
我们里面永远不会得到满足的。
Forever we will not be satisfied.
所以圣奥古斯丁怎么说呢
？So what does Saint Augustine say？
神啊，你我们的心是为着你神，为着你来创造的。
He said that our hearts, God, have been created for you.
这个是。永远不会得到满足。
But this heart will never be satisfied.
除非我的心安息在你的里面。
Unless my heart rests in you.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在我们都知道宗教。
Now we all know religion.
我们都认识神。
We know God.
神是伟大的。
God is great.
我们巴不得能得到神的永远的生命。
We do want God's eternal life.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
生命在他里头。
The life is in Him.
你看见吗
？You see that？
生命在基督的里面。
The life is in Christ.
那现在对于不信的朋友来说
，For unbelievers，
你看这个水好像在黑门山上。
This water is as far as Mount Hermon，
弟兄姊妹，现在这个水怎么能进到他的里面呢
？How does this water enter him？
所以我们知道
，Now we know，
因着黑门山 这个第四因着四十二篇所给我们的这个圣经的背景。
Because of the background that we see in Psalm 42.
你知道当人在那叹息说神啊我心渴慕你如露渴慕溪水。
When man sighs and say, my soul pants after thee just like the deer.
这证明什么
?What does that mean?
证明每个人里面都是干渴。
It means that everyone inside the
church. 现在你知道为什么喝了这水还要再渴。
Now you know, if you drink this water, you shall still thirst.
因为这个水还是地上的水。
Because this water is still earthy.
这个水不是黑门山的。
This is not the water from Mount Hermon.
还是感谢主。
But thank Lord.
那个黑门山的水现在终于来到了撒玛利亚妇人的面前。
The water from Mount Hermon is finally before the Samaritan woman.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在就来到了撒玛利亚妇人的面前。
It is now before the Samaritan woman.
然后他应许撒玛利亚妇人说。
And he promised the Samaritan woman.
他很喝这水的。
If you drink of this water,
还要再渴。
You shall still thirst.
但人如果喝我所赐的水就没依然不可。
But if you drink of the water that I give, you shall never thirst.
弟兄姊妹。
But the
Lord 耶稣开了一个很大的支票。
The Lord opened a huge check.
你看见吗？现在你只要喝我所赐的水。
As long as you drink of my water,
你就依然不可。
You will forever never thirst.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
这是怎么可能？
How is that possible?
你看见吗？这怎么可能永远不可的？
How can you forever never thirst?
至于哪一个宗教的教主？
What leader of a religion? What master of a religion?
释迦牟尼有没有这样说过？释迦牟尼就是这个佛教的Buddha.
Oh, did Buddha ever say?
我们知道说，不过释迦牟尼没有这样说过，穆罕默德也没有这样说过。
Muhammad never claimed.
哪一个宗教的教主能够说，凡人若赐我所赐的水，他就永远不渴？
What other religious master could ever say, if you drink of this water, you shall never thirst?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看我们的主说了这句话了。
Our Lord did speak these words.
所以后来撒玛利亚妇人就相信了。
And the Samaritan woman believed.
所以他就不渴了。
Then she did not thirst anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们也像撒玛利亚妇人一样。
We are just like the Samaritan woman.
现在这个水在他的里面要成为一井的泉源，一直流到永生。
And this water inside her will become wells of spring water to flow out.
那弟兄姊妹，本来生命在他里头。
Before the life was in him.
生命在基督里头。
The life was in Christ.
但是现在你这个生命跑到约翰，跑到这个，跑到什么？跑到这个妇，这个撒玛利亚妇人的里头来了。
But now it is now inside.Inside the Samaritan woman.
所以现在的生命进到我们里头来。
Now the life is in us.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
本来就是生命进到我们里面。
And because the life is in us,
活水进到我们里面就永远不可能。
That living water in us, we shall never thirst.
因为神最后的目的终于达到了。
Because his final purpose has been reached.
但是你读约翰福音要很小心。
But if you read the Gospel of John, you need to be careful.
约翰福音每次讲这些故事的时候，
Whenever the Gospel of John speaks of this story,
你要知道我们的主说这些话，
When our Lord spoke these words,
背后都有一个更大的代价。
In the background, there is a huge price to be paid.
你记不记得他曾经有一度对一个淫妇这么说？
Do you remember when he spoke to a wealthy man?
No, 淫妇，犯淫乱的，犯淫乱的妇人。
When he spoke to
a adulterous
woman.
那么他对他怎么说？没有人定你的罪吗？
He said that nobody is going to condemn you.
我也不定你的罪。
Neither do I.
那现在有个问题。
Here's the problem.
你读整本的圣经。
If you read the whole Bible,
谁有没有可能叫一个罪人称义？就赦免他，能不能这样？
Can he go ahead and let somebody who is sinful be righteous and forgive?
所以现在如果我们的主不犯他的罪的话，
But if our Lord did not condemn her,
就赦免他的话，
or forgive her,
你平平安安的去吧，
just let her go.
那现在我们要问，
Then we have to
ask, 我们的主对这个妇人有爱。
Our Lord has love and compassion.
但是神的公义在什么地方？
But where is his righteousness?
所以你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们主说那句话背后是有代价的。
When our Lord spoke those words, there was a price to be paid.
他说我不定你的罪。
He says, I will not condemn your sin.
就是这句话。
And that word,
他定了他自己的罪。
He condemned himself.
他就不需要为这个犯罪的淫妇定在十字架。
He had to, for this adulterous woman, die on the cross.
这样才能够满足神的公义。
Then he can satisfy God's righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
你看见不只是神的爱救我们，也是神的义救了我们。
Not only did God's love save us, but God's righteousness.
所以在这个淫妇得救的故事上，
So when the story of the salvation of the adulterous
woman, 你一边看见神的爱，
On one hand you see God's love.
现在主耶稣在那里摆下一个伏笔，在事先等等就写了这些东西。
And
这个不 放下这些东西
，and the Lord
埋下这些东西
，the Lord just buried these things。
然后弟兄们，等到你到最后的时候
，at the very end，
你看他为我们钉在十字架上
，when he was nailed to the cross，
你才明白过来
，then you understand。
如果全世界一个罪人也没有
，if there was not a single sinner in this whole world，
现在主耶稣必须为着这个犯罪的女人钉在十字架上
，the Lord had to for this adulterous woman die for her on the cross。
也是一样的。
Like,
为什么主耶稣说凡喝这水的就永远不渴
？Why did the Lord say, "If you drink of this water, shall never thirst"?
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
你知道怎么回事吗
？Do you know what happened？
就在约翰福音这个整卷的圣经里
，In the whole Gospel of John，
前面说凡喝这水的就不再渴了。
It says that for those who drink of this water shall never
thirst. 这是主的应许。
This is the promise of our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers，
这件事怎么办得到的
？How can that happen？
因为你读到约翰福音最后的时候
，Because when you read at the latter part of John，
是老约翰告诉我们
，The aged John tells us，
主耶稣在十字架上
，That while he was on the cross，
他说我渴了。
He says I thirst。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
因为他说我渴了。
Because he said I thirst，
所以我们就不必再渴。
Therefore we no longer thirst。
为什么我们渴
？Why do we thirst？
因为我们渴，因为所有我们今天所以渴。
The reason we thirst，
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
因为这些都是从地狱里面的火点起来的。
Because these were all ignited by the fire from hell。
你看见当酒精的火在我们里面燃烧的时候
，So when the fire is burning inside，
你看有的人就变成了。喝醉酒的人
you see that people become alcoholics.
当荷尔蒙的火在我们里面燃烧的时候
，when you have a fire of hormones inside of
you， 你看见很多的家庭就支离破碎。
Then you see many families that are broken.
我要问大家
，I want to ask，
为什么大家渴了还要再渴，渴了还要再渴
？Why do people thirst and thirst and thirst？
所有犯罪的事都是饥渴的结果。
All sin is the result of being thirsty.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
为什么一个丈夫不能满足
？Why does not one husband
两个丈夫不能满足
？Or two husbands？
三个丈夫不能满足
，three husbands，
为什么
？Why？
因为那个欲望、那个 desire、那个需求是从地狱的里面捡起来、捡起来的。
Because that desire is ignited from heaven。
现在我们主耶稣为我们经过地狱的痛苦
，So now our Lord goes through the pain and suffering of hell。
结果呢，弟兄们，他站在我们的地位上
，Because he stands in our stead。
所以现在他有资格说告诉我们说
，So now he has the right to say，
凡喝这水的。就永远不可。
All those who drink of the water that I give them shall never thirst.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一段的圣经的故事
，The passage here，
你要用整本的约翰福音来解释它才可以。
You need to explain it through the whole gospel.
只有约翰能够解释。
Only John can explain.
前面说不必再渴了。
In the beginning it says you shall never thirst.
喝这水的还要再渴。
But those who drink of this water shall
never thirst. 那喝世界的水一定要再渴。
If you drink of the water of this world,
如果喝我所赐的水。
But if you drink of the water that，
如果你让我的活水进到你的深处
，If you allow my living water to enter your depths，
来填满你的 vacuum，
就真空了 ，to fill your vacuum，
你里面就不再渴了
，No longer will you thirst。
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是实在是大好的消息
，Brother and sister， 这是 great news。
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
怎么可能？
How's it possible?
怎么可能现在我们渴慕神，好像鹿渴慕赤水一样，现在怎么就有水喝了
？How is it as the deer pants for the water that there is water to be drank?
那个水不是在后面白上吗
？Is the water still on my
hand? 你看我很远吗
？Is it far from us?
现在就是主耶稣在我们的眼前
，And Jesus is in front of our eyes.
圣灵还在他里头
，But the life is still him.
现在撒玛利亚妇人和主耶稣已经很近很近
，But even though the Samaritan woman and Jesus very close.
她怎么可能喝了这水永远不渴
？How can she drink of this water and not be thirsty again?
秘诀就是主说我渴了。
The secret is our Lord said I thirst.
当我们的主说我渴了。
When the Lord said I thirst.
他站在我们的地位上。
He stood in our position.
所以我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃
？He said, My God, My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
然后他为我们经过地狱的痛苦。
And then he went through the pain and suffering of hell.
说我渴了。
He said I thirst.
那个时候神。愤怒的将 因为我们的罪都归在主耶稣的身上。
And the wrath of the rod of the wrath of God because of all our sins upon His Son.
结果什么讲的落在主耶稣的身上。
So the rod of wrath is upon His Son.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣就是那个永久的磐石。
Jesus is that rock that lasts from the And that is that rock that deer saw at the foot of Mount Hermon.
这个地质学家告诉我们说
the geologists tell us.
告诉我们说黑门山下那个石头啊可以说是迦南最古老的一块磐石。
That rock at the foot of Mount Hermon is one of the oldest rocks in Canaan.
我们的主就是永久的磐石。
And our Lord is that aged rock.
结果他在十字架上。
And on the cross.
神愤怒的杖落在他的底下。
The rock
上。
The rod of wrath of God was upon him.
你看现在他为我们经过地狱的火。
And he went through the fire of hell.
本来是要我们经过。
We were supposed to go through that.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个我们的主什么时候。
Then what did the Lord say?
他说我渴了。
He said, I thirst.
这证明什么。
What does this prove?
证明神愤怒的杖落在永久的磐石。
It proves that the wrath of God, the rod of the wrath of God was upon the aged rock.
结果磐石为我们裂开。
And then the rock was cleft for us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
黑门山下那个磐石。
The rock at the foot of Mount Hermon.
因为火山地震的缘故。
But because of volcano and because of earthquake.
有一天那个磐石真的裂开了。
Indeed, that rock was cleft.
现在黑门山上的水已经经过磐石。
And the water found Mount Hermon could flow down through the cleft.
就变成了约旦河的上游。
And it became the upper part of the Jordan River.
所以你看，这是它的 upper stream， 它就是上游，变成它的上游。
It became the upper stream of the Jordan.
那是弟兄姊妹，现在路就在约旦河的上游。
And the deer is at the upper stream of the Jordan.
弟兄姊妹，现在它喝那个里面的水。
So it drinks of that water.
现在你记得吗？
Do you remember?
如果这个路有感觉的话。
If the deer had feelings,
他还记得。
It would remember.
从前他看见黑门山上的水。
When it saw first the waters of Mount Hermon,
他里面觉得饥渴。
He felt thirsty.
这饥渴从来没有填满过。
That thirst was never satisfied.
但有一天忽然来的地震，忽然来了这个火山。
But one day there was volcano and earthquake activity.
他不知道这些是为什么发生的。
He did not know what was happening.
但是他一定知道。
But one thing he knew.
本来那个水是水，他是他。
Before the water was water and he.
他永远得不到这个水的。
He could never gain that water.
但是事情还。
But quite amazing.
就是因为火山爆发，就是因为地震，磐石裂开了。
But because of volcanic activity and an earthquake, the rock was crushed.
现在他能说，我就在溪水的旁边。
Now it can say, I'm by beside the water.
所以当他喝这个水的时候
，when it drinks of that water,
好像我们接受耶稣基督的救主的时候
，It's as if we accept Jesus as our Savior.
本来水在黑门山上，现在水跑到他里面。
Before the water was on Mount Hermon, but now it is in it.
所以他就不再觉得饥渴。
No longer is it thirsty.
喝水是让水来充满它。
When it drinks of the water so that it can fill,
它里面充满了水。
It is filled with water.
然后他告诉我们说
，And then he tells us,
他说波浪洪涛漫过我身。你若读42篇的话，你看有波浪 ，in the wave， 还有这个那些波浪和洪涛就浪漫过我身。
And then we read in Psalm 42 that all the breakers and the waves rolled over him.
所以这个证明什么
？What does that mean？
证明他这个人完全进入到水里面去了。
That the deer is completely submerged under the water.
喝这个水的时候
，when it drinks of this water，
是水充满它的里面。
The water fills it.
当它进到波浪这个波浪和洪涛漫过我身的时候
，but when the breakers and the waves roll over it，
你看这个是完全进到水里面。
You can see that the deer is completely submerged under the water.
你知道吗？这个当鹿被猎犬追赶的时候
，when the deer is being hunted。
被猎犬追到的时候，你知道他一直找，一直找，希望能找到一条溪流。
You know the deer is always looking for some brook of water.
如果他能够整个浸到水里面去
，if the deer can be submerged into the water，
你的猎犬就闻不到它。
You know that the hunting dogs cannot catch the scent.
我们蒙恩德就不是这样的故事。
Isn't that the same story？
你想一下，撒玛利亚夫人不是这样的故事
？And the same story of the Samaritan woman？
我们的罪像头发那么多
，Our sins are numerous as our hair。
结果你叫它追上了我们
，And it is trying to catch us。
好像
says that those hunting dogs were right after us.
但是弟兄姊妹，你我都知道那个故事。
You all know the story, right?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见当我们真的蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved，
你看见现在撒旦不能再追赶我们。
Satan can no longer catch us。
这什么故事呢
？What is the story？
这就是为什么那个在黑门山下的鹿它不再饥渴了。
Therefore, that deer at the foot of Mount Hermon no longer thirsts.
它能够不渴。
It can never
be the same.
Because there is a work in the background.
最后你看见说我们的主在十字架上已经为我们完成了工作。
In the background, we see our Lord Jesus already accomplishing the work on the
cross. 所以这一段的圣经弟兄。
So this passage,
我们需你知道这个背后的圣经所代表些什么。
You know what the background represents.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
主能够应许我们说，我们喝了这个水，永远不再渴。
The Lord had promised us, if we drink of this water, we shall never thirst.
为什么
？Why？
因为他的磐石为我们裂开。
Because the rock was cleft for us.
从他的肋旁流出血和水来。
From his side flowed out water and blood.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在我们知道。
Now we know.
为什么我们的主在十字架上经过了，血水流出来
？Why on the cross our Lord had water flowing？
因为神应许我们。
Because God promised, the Lord promised,
凡喝这水的就永远不渴。
Anyone who drinks of this water shall never thirst.
所以弟兄们，那这就是这段时间这段故事的背景。
This is the background behind this passage.
所以等到我们的主应许他以后
well, ，After he promised it，
然后就妇人就说，请把这个水赐给我，叫我不渴，我也不用这么远来打水的。
So the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw.
那这个时候主耶稣说。你去把你的丈夫也叫来。
Then Jesus said to her, Go, call your husband.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
这个妇人，一面她里面是虚空的。
This woman, on one hand, was empty.
她里面是饥渴的。
In her, she was thirsty.
这是一种的感觉。
It is a type of feeling.
还有一种的感觉。
But another feeling.
当一个人犯罪的时候
，After someone sins,
他有种 guilty， 有种犯罪的感觉。
They have a guilty feeling.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因为这个缘故
，for this reason，
他的神经变成非常的紧张
，she became very nervous。
他的身上有几根神经你不能碰的
，there are certain nerves that you can't touch in her。
你要一碰他一定跳起来
，if you touch it she'll jump。
你看见所有的罪人都这样
，and that's likewise with all sinners。
这就是为什么罪人那么脆弱的
，that is why sinners are so brittle。
因为这几根神经很紧张的缘故
，because of these different nerves，
有很多人。受不了了
Many people can't contain.
有很多人心脏受不了
Many people's hearts can't keep.
所以很多的疾病都是从这些地方来的
So many sicknesses come from this.
现在我们的主要拯救这个妇人
Now the Lord wants to say.
我们的主没有说你是个罪人
The Lord didn't say you're a sinner.
我不需要
No need.
你把你的丈夫请来
Just bring your husband.
你只要一说到她丈夫，你就触动了她最敏感的神经。
So now when you speak of her husband, you speak of the nerve that is most touched.
她立刻知道她自己是个罪人。
Immediately she knew she was a sinner.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
所有的罪人都是很敏感的，就把话题马上要展开的。
All sinners very quickly want to change the subject.
所以因为这个缘故
，for this reason，
她马上就把题目就换掉了。
Immediately she tried to change the subject.
你看主耶稣和她讲到她丈夫的问题。
Here the Lord is speaking of the matter of her husband.
那是她的历史。
That is her history.
那过去很不堪的，根本不堪回首的那一段的历史。
That was a very undesirable part of her history.
但是你知道，现在主要她去把她丈夫叫来。
But now the Lord said, "Go get your husband."
那她这刚好触动了她最敏感的神经。
But it touched her the nerve that was the most.
所以她就把题目就改掉了。
So she tried to change the subject.
现在我看见你是先知。
She said that I see that you're a prophet.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们到说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
And that our fathers worship in this mountain, and your people say they should worship in Jerusalem.
你看现在啊，从罪的问题马上讲到宗教的问题。
So from sin, she tried to change the subject to
宗教的问题最低的罪的问题最低的问题。
Sin is at the lowest level.
宗教的问题是最高的问题。
And the religious problems are at the highest level.
所以弟兄姊妹，
但是
你看每一个罪人都有这个本领。
Every all the people, all sinners have this instinct.
因为是最低的，另一面是最高的。
On one hand, the lowest level, on the other hand, the highest level.
低的人和丈夫。 处。
At the lowest level, we have 500.
最高的你可以高谈阔论讲到宗教的问题。
And at the highest level, you can speak of religious matters.
所以他就讲到这些的的确确那个时候是很重要的问题。
So she spoke of these indeed important matters.
他说我们的祖宗在山上礼拜。
She said our forefathers worshipped here.
你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
But you say we should worship in Jerusalem.
你看这是个真实的问题。
This is indeed a problem, right?
那么这个我们的祖宗在这山上，这山上是哪个山？
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. What mountain was that?
一直到现在。
Until now.
你知道这个雅各井还在的。
You know that Jacob's well still exists.
我们知道今年的百年底以前，以色列有一段的安静的时间，平安的时间。
We know that this year, at the end of the year, there'll be a time of peace and truth.
所以如果年底以前你们有机会去以色列的话
，So if you have an opportunity to go to Israel,
你知道那口井到现在还在。
You know that Jacob's well still exists.
不过你不要光看那口井
，But don't just look at that well.
你如果站在那口井那里
，If you stand by the well,
你往外面看的话
，If you look outward,
你看你有两座山
，You'll see two mountains.
有一座山在北边，一座山在南边。
One is towards the north, one is towards the south.
而这个井呢，就刚好在中间。
And the well is right in the middle.
你看见有两座山
，two mountains.
这个两座山是东西向的。
These mountains face
东西向是这样走向的，东西。
These mountains face east west.
Yeah. 那么一个在北边，一个在南边。
And one is north, one is south.
那么因为在北边的那个山呢
，And the mountain on the north.
你如果你如果在中间，你要看北边那座山。
So if you're standing in the middle and you look towards the mountain towards the north,
你看见那些山都是黄的。
You'll see that all those mountains are yellow.
一点草绿的东西也没有。
There's nothing green.
为什么？因为这个山呢，刚好向着整个的大沙漠。
Because this mountain is actually facing the desert.
那现在还有一座山是南边的这座。
There's another mountain.In the south,
这座山又是面向着黑门山
But because it faces Mount Hermon,
所以黑门山的甘露你看一直就降在上面
So all that water just perspires comes towards that mountain.
这个山呢是完全是青翠青翠
So you'll see this mountain is like evergreen.
一面代表死亡，一面代表生命
On one hand you see death, on one hand you see life.
你记不记得
Do you know?
等到摩西告诉以色列人，你们进到迦南以后
When Moses told the people of Israel, once you enter Canaan,
你们六个支派要站在这个山上，六个支派要站在那个山上。
Six tribes are to stand on this mountain, six tribes on the other mountain.
站在北边那个山坡上。
The one standing on the slope of the
mountain. 你们要告诉神的咒诅。
You will declare God's wrath.
你看这个一切都是枯亡，没有生命，都是死亡。
It is all death.
但如果你站在南边那个山上坡上
，But if you stand on the slope of the mountain,
你要宣告神的祝福
，You will declare His blessing.
你看这个到处都是青翠的
，Because you see it is all green.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个就是这个妇人所讲，这个山就是南边的这座山。
The Samaritan woman was referring to the mountain of the south.
那弟兄姊妹一点都没有错。是这个撒玛利亚人，他们相信，他们我们的祖宗是在这山上礼拜。
She said that our fathers worship on this mountain.
所以那山也有殿的。Temple.
This mountain has a temple.
而且也有一些祭司。
And they have priests.
撒玛利亚人
Samaritans.
到现在大概只剩下三百人了。
From now, there's only about 300 left.
所以你知道这个很难得很难得的。
It is very rare.
现在你如果到那里，他们还是在那里敬拜的。
If you go there today, you still see them worship.
所以你看他们穿的衣服很像西藏人穿 Tibetan 他们穿的那些衣服一样。
And the what they wear is kind of like what Tibetans wear.
所以你看见他说我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜。
And she said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain.
但你们都说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
But you say we should worship in Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
这的确是个历史的问题、啊。
This is a historical problem.
历史上的确是耶路撒冷的圣殿是盖在摩利亚山上，在耶路撒冷。
In history, the temple was built on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem.
那撒玛利亚人他们不到耶路撒冷去，他们就在撒玛利亚，他们就在撒玛利亚那个山上，就那座山上，他们也献祭，他们也敬拜。
And the Samaritans never went to Jerusalem to worship, but they worshipped on the mountain in Samaria where they also offered up sacrifice.
所以这是那个背景。
That is the background.
然后主耶稣就说了。
Then the Lord said,
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
虽然这个妇人是和主耶稣谈论宗教。
Even though this woman is discussing religion with Jesus,
但是我们的主还是把她带回到最重要的中心题目。
But our Lord brought her back to the most important topic.
所以你看，最后还是把她带回到原来的地方。
At the end, he brought her back to the beginning.
所以他说，你当信我时候将来你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall you worship the Father.
时候将到。
The hour is coming.
那个时候就是新约的时候。
And that hour is the New Testament.
所以我们讲的敬拜是新约的敬拜。
So when we speak of worship, it's the New Testament worship.
新约的敬拜不是在撒玛利亚的山上，也不是在耶路撒冷。
New Testament worship is not on the mountain in Samaria nor in Jerusalem.
你知道这句话在那个时候主耶稣讲的时候。
When Jesus spoke these words at that time.
所有正统的犹太人都不应该听见。
All Orthodox Jews should never have heard these words.
他们如果听见这句话。
If they heard these words.
你看看这个简直像这个是不得了的一件事情。
This would be something so sacrilegious.
像火山爆炸一样。
It's as if a volcano erupted.
怎么今天有人说将来有一个敬拜是不在撒玛利亚，也不在耶路撒冷
？How could somebody say that worship would not be in Samaria's mountain nor in Jerusalem？
整个犹太教的根基就是耶路撒冷和耶路撒冷圣殿。
The root of all Judaism is in Jerusalem and the temple.
今天中东的问题就是因为圣殿的问题不能解决。
The problems in the Middle East today is because of the problems cannot be solved with the temple.
他们如果要敬拜要开圣殿的话，一定要在摩利亚山上的。
If they are to worship, they are to worship on Mount Moriah.
如果不在这个山上，不在这个山上，他们的问题早就解决了。
If it wasn't on this mountain or that mountain, there would be no problem.
所以他们看见吗？如果不是在耶路撒冷，不是在摩利亚山上。
If it wasn't in Jerusalem or Mount Moriah,
你知道以色列有足够的地方才能盖，可以把圣殿盖起来的。
There are many places in Israel where you can build the temple.
但是就犹太人。
But for the Jews,
你看看就是那么个山头。
It has to be on that mountain.
所以你看亚伯拉罕有两代的子孙。
You know that there are two lines of descendants from Abraham.
一个是以撒的后裔，一个是以撒的后裔。
One of the descendants of Isaac, the other of Ishmael.
他们两个后裔都在这里一块的山头。
And they are disputing a mountain head.
那不光一个山头。
But not only a mountain head.
而且现在根据考古学家告诉我们。
But according to archaeology,
这个今天这个。这个清真寺啊，那个清真寺里面不是个大磐石吗
？Do you know that isn't there a rock in that big mosque？
那个磐石啊，听说当初应该就是这个圣殿盖在上面至圣所的根基的地方 ，foundation 的地方。
That rock right now in the current mosque was actually the foundation of where the Holy of Holies。Where the Holy of Holies was built.
所以在那个时候，现在这个什么？现在考古学家就进一步的发现。
So archaeologists made a further discovery.
就在这个石头上面。
On this rock,
你有看见一个长方形的 depression 陷下去的东西。
You will see a rectangular depression.
那个 size 那个尺寸有多大呢
？What is the size of it?
和旧约圣经约柜的尺寸是一模一样的。
It is the exact same size as the measurement of the ark in the Old Testament.
所以如果这是对的话
，If that is true,
你看以斯玛利的后裔跟以撒的后裔，不光这一块山头，根本是一块石头的。
That the descendants of Ishmael not only are fighting over a mountain head.But they are fighting over a piece of rock.
如果主耶稣的敬拜也不在这山，也不在这个山，把老早问题就解决掉了。
The Lord said that you worship on this mountain or that mountain, there will be no conflict.
犹太教，所以是犹太教。
Judaism is Judaism.
你不要忘记，这是他一个很重要、很重要一个 pillar， 很重要、很重要一个柱子。
Because this is a very important pillar.
你把这个柱子推翻掉了。
If you were to knock this pillar over,
没有犹太教，
there will be no more Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
今天我们读这段话不觉得稀奇。
When we read this piece, we don't think it's anything.
但是你想想啊，听在那些拉比的耳朵里面是什么样的话
？But think about how the rabbis would react to these words.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget，
这个正是新约敬拜的特点。
This is the feature of New Testament worship.
所以这里有三种的敬拜。
Here we see three worships.
一个是在撒玛利亚山上的敬拜
，One is the worship on the mountain in Samaria.
一个是在摩利亚山上的敬拜
，But there is a worship. The other worship is the worship on Mount Moriah.
还有第三个敬拜是主耶稣在这里所说的。
The third worship that Jesus.
你看见吗？不在这个山上，也不在那个山上。
Not on this mountain, nor on this mountain.
所以我再说第一次，主的话最清楚了。
I say again, the Lord's word is the most.
没有人比主的话讲新约的敬拜讲得更清楚了。
Nobody can explain New Testament worship better than the Lord's word.
你看见吗？ You see,
因为我们不可能回到犹太教。
We no longer can go back to Judea.
我们也不可能到撒玛利亚去。
No longer do we go to Samaria.
不可能的。
It's impossible.
我们在新约里洗吧。
We are in the New Testament.
我们敬拜和撒玛利亚山的敬拜不一样。
Our worship is different than the worship of Mount Sinai.
和犹太的敬拜完全不一样。
Very different than how the Jews worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果教化老，教会老化了
，If the church has aged，
或者教会慢慢渐渐开始荒凉
，Or if the testimony gets into desolation，
如果你在教会里面。
If you are in the church,
你所看见敬拜是旧约的敬拜。
The worship you see is Old Testament worship.
如果你所看见的敬拜是撒玛利亚山下的敬拜。
If you see the worship of in Samaria,
那弟兄姊妹，你要是问个什么问题呢
？What question do you ask?
你说这个到底是教会呢，还是犹太教呢
？You say this is the church, or do you say it's Judaism?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？Do you see this?
我觉得为什么大家读圣经没有把这个简单的圣经都读清楚呢
？I feel puzzled why people cannot read this very simple part.
我们讲到敬拜的时候
，When we speak of worship today，
啊，我们都是根据历史上的
，It is according to history。
历史上大家是怎么敬拜的
？How people worship in history？
我们也跟着怎么敬拜
？It's how we worship。
我们有没有问说
？Do we ask？
这个敬拜不是从犹太来的吗
？This worship doesn't come from the Jews。
这个敬拜不是从撒玛利亚来的吗
？This worship doesn't it come from Samaria？
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
约翰一定要做不忘的工作。
John has to do the work of mending the
nets。因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
这段话你看非常重要的。
This is very important.
就很明显给我们看见有三种不同的敬拜。
Clearly, Jesus mentions three types of worship.
啊，主要是进一步讲。
And further, Jesus.
22节说
，Verse 22.
你们所拜的，你们不知道。
You worship that which you do not know.
我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews.
那现在你注意了。
Now pay attention.
讲到撒玛利亚的敬拜和耶路撒冷犹太人的敬拜，现在你要问哪个是对的，哪个是错的。
Now you have to ask which one is right or wrong. The worship
in the world is from 什么地方？
What is the difference between these two?
所以主说很清楚
，Jesus very clear.
你们所拜的，你们不知道。
You worship that which you do not know.
所以你们的敬拜是虚假的敬拜。
So your worship is false worship.
都是假的
，all false.
我们呢？啊，我们的主讲到我们的时候
，When the Lord speaks of us,
他说因为救恩是从犹太人出来的
，It's because the salvation is from the Jews.
所以犹太人的敬拜
，So the worship of Jews.
你看他所拜的神是真的
，They worship the true God.
你们所拜的你们不知道
，But you worship what you do not know.
我们所拜的我们知道
，We worship that which we know.
因为我们所拜的那是宇宙的真神
，Because the one we worship is the true God in the world.
弟兄姊妹，你现在看，一个是虚假的，一个是。
One is false, one is true.
为什么是假的呢
？Why is false? What is false?
因为他们的神是假的。
Because their God is false.
为什么这个犹太人是敬拜真的呢
？And why is this Jewish worship real?
因为他所拜的真神。
Because they worship the true God.
在敬拜里明白吗
？Do you understand?
有三个敬拜
，three worship.
讲到撒玛利亚的敬拜，讲到犹太的敬拜。
Worship of Samaria, the worship of Jews.
这个对比是什么对比呢
？What's the comparison?
是真的和假的对比。
Comparison of true or false.
所以弟兄姊妹。你看你有假的敬拜
，You see false worship，
有偶像的敬拜
，There's idol worship，
有外邦人的敬拜
，Gentile worship，
也有犹太人的敬拜
，And there's a worship of Jews，
犹太人敬拜就是旧约的敬拜
，Jewish worship is Old Testament worship，
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers，
旧约他们所拜的神是真的。
The Old Testament worship, they worship the true God.
所以当你比较这两个是真和假的对比
，So when you compare it, it's a comparison between true and false.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget，
我们的主所说第三种的敬拜。
Our Lord spoke of a third type of worship.
所以你再读下去
，If you continue to read，
他的时候讲到
，But an hour is coming，
如今就是了
，And now is，
有一个时候，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？There is an hour coming。
在主耶稣说这个话以前是旧约时代
，Before the Lord spoke of it, it was the era of the Old Testament。
现在主耶稣来。新的时代到进来了
，Our new era has come in，
如今就是了。
He said， and now is，
这个时候开始。
At this time，
那宇宙里有三种，第三种的敬拜。
Now we have a third type of worship。
弟兄们，你看主的话很清楚的
，Very clear，
是。所以说，那么那真正拜父的。
The true worshippers of the Father,
用心灵和诚实来拜他
shall worship him in spirit and truth.
因为父是寻找这样的人来拜他
For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipper.
中文是要这样的，其实原文是我们的神一直在那找，要找到看看有没有个真正拜父的人
So in the origin, it really means that he is seeking and seeking for true worshippers.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗
？Do you understand?
前面说时候将到
，It says the hour is coming.
你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在这山上。
You don't worship the Father on this mountain or this mountain. 好了，所以现在这个敬拜，这个第三个敬拜是跟这两个相对的。
Now this third type of worship is compared to these two.
那主耶稣怎么说呢
？What did Jesus say?
真正拜父的，
就是 those who truly worship the Father.
用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Worship Him in spirit and truth.
因为父是寻找这样的人来拜他。
Because the Father seeks for this type of worship.
这是什么意思
？What does this mean?
这就告诉我们说，另外两种的敬拜
，the other two types of worship.
不是真正拜父的。
Those aren't worshiping the Father.
那我们糊涂了。
Now we're confused.
前面不是说他们拜的是真的神吗
？Didn't we just say that they worship the true God?
对，没有错。
Yes，
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget，
在希腊原文里面
，in the Greek，
就真有两个字的。
This word truth has two meanings.
一个真是对着假的。
One truth is a comparison between true and false.
那真正拜佛的真正那个两个字在原文不是真假的真不是。
But true worshippers of the Father is not the same word of true and false.
所以它不是和假来相对的。
It is not comparing with false.
所以不要忘记了。
So don't forget.
旧约的敬拜
，The Old Testament worship
拜的神是真的。
They worship the true God.
但是和新约的敬拜一对比的话
，But if you compare with the New Testament worship，
他们不是真正的敬拜。
They are not. It is not.
不过主耶稣用了另外一个字
，But Jesus, the Lord used another word.
那个字不是真和假相对的那个真。
That word is not the word true. Is not the word that
is
compared to false.
那个字是什么字呢
？What is this word?
那个字就告诉我们，它是那个字的意思是代表实际的，是 reality 的意思。
The meaning of that word truth has the meaning of reality.
所以不是说那个旧约的敬拜是假的，不是。
It doesn't mean that Old Testament worship is false.
但是旧约的敬拜好像一影儿一样，影子一样。
But that Old Testament worship is but like a shadow.
你懂吗？它真的，但是不过是影子。
It is true, but it's a shadow.
但是你只有圣灵敬拜才是真实的，才是充满实际的。
Only the New Testament worship is real.
好像主耶稣说
，Just like the word,
我是真葡萄树。
I am the
true vine.
I am the true vine.
那个真也是在原文，不是真假的真，不是。
In the origin, again, that true is not the opposite of false.
所以他说我是真葡萄树。
He says I am the true vine.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这不是别的葡萄树是假的。
It doesn't mean that all other vines are false.
我们看见每一个葡萄树都真的，你要说是假的。
You see all these grapevines, they're true, they're real.
这什么意思呢？我这个是人真葡萄树。
What does it mean when he says I am the true vine?
因为他是葡萄树的标本，他是 sample.
Because he is the sample of Vine.
当神创造这些葡萄树的时候
，When he created all the grapevines，
神是用这个真的葡萄树做标本的。
He used the true vine as the sample。
那结果你看，所有的这些葡萄树都讲一个故事，就是真葡萄树的故事。
So all these grapevines speak of one story, speak of the story of the true vine。
所以你看这些葡萄树，他们要讲一些故事。
So now these vines want to tell stories.
他们最后都要告诉我们那个真葡萄是怎么一回事。
They want to tell us a story about the true vine.
所以经过四个月。
So after 4 months,
你看见葡萄树从空中里面吸取水分。
So your vines in the air, they absorb full air.
然后从地里面吸取水分。
They absorb water from the air and from the ground.
然后葡萄成熟的时候。
And once the grape is mature,
然后葡萄投在酒榨里面。
And it's put into the wine press.
所以你看水就变成酒了。
The water becomes wine.
水最后水就变成酒的故事。葡萄的故事。
That is the story of water becoming wine.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣来行的第一个神迹是把水变成酒的。
The first miracle that Jesus did was turning water into wine.
他在十字架上。
On the cross.
就是经过十字架的酒榨。
He went through the wine press of the cross.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, Lord.
就是这个缘故
，For this reason,
他把我们淡而无味的人生像水一样的人生。我们的人生呢
，Our life
水一样
，Our life is just like water, very plain.
但是现在他把它变成美酒
，But now he has turned it into sweet wine.
这就是主耶稣在我们，这就是主耶稣所带给我们的救恩。
This is the salvation that the Lord gave us.
所以现在我们懂得了
，Now we understand.
他是真的葡萄树
，He is the true vine.
他是实体，他是 reality.
He is the reality.
其他不过是影子就是了
，All the others are but shadows.
当你还没有看见我以前
，Before you saw me,
你看我很多很多的照片。
You saw many of my pictures.
你看见这个照片都代表我。
These pictures represent
都代表真正的我。
It represents the true me.
圣经里你明白吗
？Do you understand?
但是问题就是等到我来到的时候
，When I arrive，
你看见我是实实在在的。
I am a real person.
所以你看那些不过是影子，不过是 copy 就是。
All those above shadows are copies.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在我们懂得了。
Now we understand.
新约的敬拜才是真实的敬拜。
The New Testament worship is true worship.
这个不是影子的。
It's not shadow.
影子你很快就可以过去。
The shadow pass away.
尤其尸体来的时候，影子可以过去。
Especially when the reality arrives, the shadow goes away.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们主才说，时候将到，如今就是。
Our Lord said, "An hour is coming, and now is."
那真正拜父的
，That those who worship when the true worshipper
怎么样能拜父呢
？How do they worship the Father？
真正拜父的，乃是用心灵和诚实来拜他。
True worshippers of Father worship Him in spirit and truth。
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
sisters， 很稀奇
，It's quite amazing。
现在不是到这个山上
，No longer on this mountain，
也不是在那个山
，No longer on that mountain。
那你怎么办呢
？What do you do？
他告诉我们说，我们就用心灵诚实拜他就可以。
So we just have to worship him in spirit and in truth。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个心灵是什么
？What is this spirit？
这个
What is a spirit？
那很明显的。我们主的话是接着前面的话来的。
Our Lord's words follow the previous words。
我怎么说呢
？What do the words say？
他说：“凡我所赐的水
，the water that I shall give you，
在他的里头要成为一井的泉源。
Will become in him a well of water spring。”
那中文呢，掉了一井的三个字。我们只有泉源，没有一井的泉源。
You miss in the Chinese, you miss the word well of water。
所以我们主讲这个话的时候
，When the Lord speaks this word，
告诉撒玛利亚夫人
，He tells the Samaritan woman，
你的外面有一口井，是不是
？He says that you have a well out there。
你里面还有一口井
，But inside of you there's also a well。
那口井很深很深
，And that well is very deep。
现在就被泥土堆在里面
，Now it's filled with the earth。
And 但是如果我们肯接受主耶稣进来的
，But if we accept the Lord as our Savior，
要变成一井的泉源
，It becomes springs of water.
现在活水要进到那口井里面。
Living water will enter into the well.
那口井就是为这个活水来创造。
And that well was created for that water.
所以弟兄姊妹，到这个时候，难怪你就不渴了。
No wonder you don't thirst anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，那口井代表什么
？What does that well represent?
那口井代表你必须到很深很深的地方，你终于碰到水了。
It represents that you have to go to the very depth to touch water.
所以现在神在我们里面。
So now God is in us.
他所为我们创造。那个灵
the, what he created as the spirit
就像一口井
It's like a well
所以现在这个活水就在这口井里
So the living water is in this well
圣灵就在我们的灵里
The Holy Spirit is in our spirit
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你如果读整本的新约
If you read the whole New Testament
我们岂不是圣灵的殿吗
Are we not the temple of God
我们岂不是神的殿吗
Do you not know you are the temple of God
还有神的殿有外院是不是
We know the temple has the outer court
有圣
We have the holy place, and we have the holy of holies.
你还在至圣所，你就来到神的教堂。
And when you arrive at the holy of holies, you arrive at the Lord.
我们这个人的身体好像外院一样。
Our body is like the outer court.
我们的人格，我们的魂好像圣所一样。
Our soul is like the holy place.
现在如果你进到你的最深处的话
，But if you enter to your very depth.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗
？Now you see，
你不需要到摩利亚山到那个圣殿的至圣所。
No longer do you need to go to the temple on Mount Moriah。
在主耶稣那个时候
，At the time of，
还有幔子在圣所跟至圣所的中间。
There was a veil between the holy place and the holy of holies。
但是感谢主
，But thank you。
我们主为我们钉十字架以后
，When after our Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross，
裂开了
，That veil was torn。
但是更重要的
，But not only that，
弟兄姊妹
，Brother，
现在你看见吗
？You see，
我们不必要到这个山上，也不要。
No longer do we need to go to that mountain or the other mountain.
原来神创造我们的时候
，Actually, when God created us,
每一个人都能够来到神面前来敬拜他。
Everyone can come before Him to worship Him.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要跑到很远的地方去。
You don't have to go to distant places.
你如果把生命树的果子接到你里面来
，If you receive the fruit of the tree of life,
我们的灵就是我们的至圣，就是好像我们至圣所一样。
And our spirit is like a holy place.
圣灵就住在至圣所里。
And the Holy Spirit abides in the Holy Place.
弟兄姊妹。 我们的灵好像井。
Our spirit is like that well.
现在你看活水，就圣灵就像活水一样。
And the Holy Spirit is like living water.
你想想看，如果活水在井里面
，If the living water is in the well,
那当然不可能，是不是
？Of course it don't.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother,
现在你就要神当初为什么要创造我们
？Now you understand why God had to create us.
神当初创造我们的目的
，The purpose of God creating.
每一个人都可以来到神的面前
，So that everyone can come before God.
弟兄姊妹，看见你只要来到你的深处
，As long as you come to the very depth,
你好像来到至圣所一样
，It's as if you're right at the Holy of Holies.
所以现在你明白了
，So now you understand.
原来旧约的圣殿不过是影子。
That the Old Testament temple is but a shadow.
是告诉我们什么
？What does it show?
等到主耶稣完成救恩的时候
，After God accomplishes work salvation.
就是你等到我们里面那个井本来是被罪填满的
，Before our well was filled with sin.
现在我们相信主耶稣里
，Now we believe in Jesus.
你看圣灵就把我们的灵点活过来
，And the Holy Spirit ignites our spirit.
你看见我们就变成了神的殿
，And we become His temple.
我们就变成圣灵的居所
，Become the abode of the Holy Spirit.
现在如果你要到神的面前来
，If you are to come before God，
你只要到灵的深处就可以了。
You just have to enter through the depths of the Spirit。
所以弟兄姊妹，这什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这句告诉我们说
，It tells us，
原来旧约的圣殿
，In the Old Testament the temple，
不过是影子
，It's but a shadow。
要告诉我们说，我们的主将来要做什么事
？To tell us what our Lord is going to do in the future。
如果主还没有来
，If the Lord has not arrived，
圣殿还在那里
，The temple is still being。
因为神要用这个东西来教导我们
，Because God wants to use it to teach us。
但是等到真的主耶稣来了。
But after Jesus arrives,
最后真的完成他的救赎
After he accomplishes work of salvation,
时候将到如今就是
And now is coming and now is.
那真正拜父的
That the true worshippers of the Father,
心灵和诚实来拜他
And worship him in spirit and in